Supraphon has been the main record label for Czech music ever since 1932 and has been a major force in bringing Czech music to the rest of the world. Now, as the world goes online for music, so too goes Supraphon. On Thursday, its new online service, Supraphon Online, will begin offering a part of the company's massive archive of more than 100,000 recordings to internet buyers in what was intended to be the first such service in the country. Christian Falvi talked to the record company's business manager, Antonín Milata.
Now, for the start, we offer on Supraphon Line, I think it's 2,500 albums, which stands for 30,000 tracks. We divide it into three categories, as the Supraphon is divided into three categories. It's popular music, which in Supraphon stands for everything from country to metal and punk. Then there is classical music, including the latest albums from Pavel Haas Quartet and all the new stars. And then there's spoken word, Divadlo Jary Cimrmana and other very popular spoken word.
And the company's archive itself is even larger. Will the entire archive ever be put online?
We put online like 50 to 80 albums every month, but it's obviously very hard. We have digitalized like 50% of the archive now, but there's a small percent of it online now because we have to clear all the contracts with all the participating artists. And of course, mainly with classical music, it's really hard because there is many participating artists and none of them had digital in their contracts before. So it's kind of hard. But when we clear everything, we put the album online in like 1 week, you know. So it's slow, but we hope to put big part of the archive online as soon as we can.
And will Supraphon Online be accessible to foreign audiences as well? I understand it's primarily directed at Czechs, but will it be available to everyone?
Oh, it's available to everyone in the whole world. It's not geographically blocked, so everybody can buy music there. The only problem now is that it's only in Czech. It's primarily for Czech audience. It's about Czech music, and we might start an English version, I don't know, maybe in 2 years if we see it as a bonus, but now it's only in Czech language.
Is this a necessity for Supraphon? Would you be able to survive without an online offer?
When we started this project, we didn't know about iTunes coming to Czech Republic, obviously. So we saw it as a real necessity because there was no online shop in Czech Republic. There was no possibility to buy music legal online. So this was when we started the project. Then iTunes appeared here, and of course we had to rethink the whole project. But we saw it as a great bonus for our customer because the project is the Supraphon Line is focused on a Czech customer. It's focused on Supraphon customer who has a different need than the customer, I think, who goes to iTunes. You know, we have many informations about every track there. We have many methods of payment there. So I don't see it as a necessity, but I think it's a great bonus for our customer. And as digital music gets more and more persons of the whole bundle of selling music, and as CDs slightly disappear, we think that online will be really the big player.
Antonín Milata from the record company Supraphon, and he was talking to Radio Prague's Christian Falvi.